Well, hey everybody, it's Ben and Rob. We're your hosts from Rise.tv, bringing you the answers that will leave you on the edge of wonder. And today, the edge of your seats.
And right now, everyone is wondering about Balenciaga's creepy ad campaigns with toddlers, teddy bears, and strange documents. When we show you what we found, you'll see why there's been so much online backlash.
You know, Balenciaga, that's the male version of Balenciaga.
No, Balenciaga. Balenciaga.
Speaking of online happenings, sensitive hashtags are disappearing from Twitter and the crusade against online child trafficking and child porn. And now deleted accounts like Donald Trump, Project Veritas, and more are being restored on Twitter. So what's really going on at Twitter? And what's coming next?
Yeah, well, join us for an Edge of Wonder Live where we'll share our unique perspectives as former media photographers and Rob is our art director, get into the darker details that nobody is talking about and expose all the evil. So hopefully it finally stops. So let's get started and we'll see you guys out
on the edge.
That's real.
Deal with it, Ben.
That's awesome.
Every time I make a joke today, these are going to come down.
We're going to need a lot of jokes today, so hopefully you can find some to make.
Yeah.
Today was a very, very heavy day, that's for sure. Researching this stuff, man, and seeing what's really truly on Twitter, I'm now starting to realize why the left is really freaking out. Maybe some of them, not necessarily.
Elon. Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's like Trump is back, but like I'm going to freak out.
Orange man bad. Elon Musk bad. Yeah, right. Something else going on.
But I'm going to completely ignore all the child porn stuff that's on Twitter and just complain about Trump being back. You know, that seems to be what's going on.
Why are they putting those things in their ads? How stupid do you have to be to give people a breadcrumb like that to follow all the way down? You know, it's like,
and the rabbit hole goes very deep.
Yeah, very, very deep. I mean, you and I have been down this rabbit hole before, Ben, and it doesn't end.
It doesn't end.
All the way down. I mean, the way down.
And this is what's scary. So, okay. So we should try, we could probably backtrack here a little bit and kind of start from the beginning. But before we get into everything related to Balenciaga, today of all times, like, it's so weird, all this stuff came out, you know, with their ads and everything else, and now today CBS confirms after 2 years that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. It's so weird. It's like,
we already knew it was real.
Everything that happens with the Democrats, it gets debunked in the beginning. And then later on, they're like, oh, well, by the way, that was real. And then with Republicans, it's everything's like, oh, all this is real. And then 2 years later, it's like, well, no, sorry, that wasn't real. It's like, all right before the election. How convenient. So, man, you know, and so they actually, CBS literally got some of the contents on the laptop, which most people out there could see, and most sites that had it were shut down. They're saying, oh, well, I guess maybe this is real. Maybe that is Hunter with, like, you know, all of these crazy naked women and celebrities and what looks like some political daughters. And they're all naked. What do you expect? Anyway. Just throw that out there because that also happened today. But all right. So let's get into Balenciaga. So, okay, for those of you guys that don't know, there was an ad campaign that they had using kids, and there are some very extremely disturbing things in these photos that many people started to call out.
Well, okay. In the media. Well, all right. Well, the ad in question, it's not necessarily that the documentation in it is disturbing. It's that the documentation was in an ad with children.
There you go.
And
Bingo.
Why was it in there is the question. Like, this is the question we need to ask, right? So if Lindsay, if you could pull the ad up so we can look at it, go ahead, Ben.
No. I was just going to say that I was just going to mention to Lindsay. It's in. Okay. Well, that's one of them. There's six of them that they did with children.
First of all, that bear looks terrifying. And it also looks like a BDSM bear that a child is holding, like a very pure little child with ridiculous sneakers on, by the way. And then there's a rabbit there, like follow the white rabbit. It's like there's dragons in the background.
Well,
there's now, Ben, here's the other thing I just want to say, because if we start pulling apart this ad, like it doesn't really end here. See the moons on the left and the right
at all, man.
These look extremely similar to the that photo with Gloria Vanderbilt and Anderson Cooper and her other son who killed himself. This look very, very similar to that. We're supposed to just pretend like this symbolism doesn't mean anything, but this is like, why is a child holding a BDSM bear? That is weird.
And it's in every single one of the photos with the child. And there's six of them. And all of the children have very similar expressions where they look like really sad and depressed.
Or just expressionless.
This is just one. Yeah, there's the one that exactly what you're talking about. And it's so eerie,
it's
actually.
It's just a similar like feels, you know?
It sure does, man. And honestly, on this altar in the back, what you're seeing is, from my understanding, it's Jesus being like sacrificed. I mean that's my understanding of what's going on there, and because it also has the cross on the top of it, you know. And to many of the deep state, anyway, that's
that
a whole
is
other
not
long
a,
story.
That is nothing benevolent about that central figure. There's a guy's head floating in the middle on the left over there. Yeah. It's like, what is that? Like, this is weird stuff.
Very strange stuff. And the necklace gets weird too. And what's on her neck, Vanderbilt's necklace. There's all kinds of really strange symbolism in it. And then it's just very, very, very dark, this whole thing. And of course it's like Anderson Cooper in there. Okay, and
take this down.
Yeah, you can take that down.
Energetically.
Now go back to that first image, the other one actually. And honestly, we're not seeing the full image of both of these, but you know, Rob, the other thing about the white rabbit, and look, I hate to bring this up as like a, because it's the thing that's being used the most against like so-called conspiracy theorists, is the white rabbit signifies adrenochrome. Because the actual when you take adrenochrome and what it looks like from the molecular arrangements, it looks like a rabbit.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, there was a lot of symbolism related to that. So I don't know if that's the case in this regard, you know, but we're going to get into the photographer and all this stuff a little bit later. But yeah. So Lindsay, you found the whole image of this one. This one, as far as I know, didn't have the document.
Well, it has, it just has weird symbolism in it, but not a document, right?
No, this one doesn't have the document in it. It's the other one that actually does.
Okay, so this.
This one.
No.
Can you zoom in, Lindsay?
The document isn't here. It's in another one, I think.
It's not in the kid campaign. It's a different campaign.
It is a different campaign.
Okay. So we have the Twitter feeds that has all the photos and images in it. But what makes, and there's another one of this same kid laying down, that one, and it's just super weird. What makes this so weird is that I can't tell if this is a kid's room or if this is like an adult room or what. Because you have like wine glasses out and it looks like there's wine in the glasses. So why would a kid have this set up in their room? And then it's just, the whole thing is just super strange. And the way the kid is positioned.
Well, and the candles between the table, like on the ground, this looks more ritualistic than anything. And I'm sorry, but who does that?
Yeah. And we're going to get into the photographer a little bit later with all this stuff, but but it's just very, very, very strange stuff. And then for an ad, so this is what you were talking about, Rob.
Yeah, so this is the, so this purse is here, right? But then if you, if so, that document that's right below the purse, the B on the purse, that right there, if you zoom in on that, that right there is an actual document about virtual child porn, right, Ben?
Yes.
And so it's strange. It's like this, you don't randomly put documents in an ad like this. You don't do that.
Especially like you said earlier, with kids. What's the point? Like somebody, this court case was from 2007. This isn't like anything recent. I mean, I can understand if they're trying to put something in there, maybe of some kind of woke thing that they agree with, but this is so left field that it doesn't, it like, where the heck did this thing even come from? And so I don't know if you know any of this, Rob, but I looked up this whole thing, and you can find this on the Supreme Court's website. And the story is that there's a guy named Michael Williams. He was selling, so this is the United States versus Michael Williams. He was selling illicit photos of naked photos of minors to what ended up being undercover agents. He was literally selling photos of his four-year-old daughter doing sexual acts. Yeah. This is not something just randomly throw, you know, this is why when I started looking into this, it's so crazy. They seized two computers, hard drives, in the whole thing, that he had at least 22 images of minors engaged in different sexual acts and whatnot. And, and also in pain, minors in pain from sexual acts or just being tortured in some way or another. So then it kind of went from there. And there's actually, Lindsay, can you pull up the summary of the court case?
This is the thing, is like when you put a document in there like that, you're specifically pointing out to the case what it's about, right? Yeah. So what you just mentioned is like critical information in this.
Yeah, it sure is. So Rob, do you want to read this? This is kind of like a summary of...
So this is Ashcroft v. Free Speech something or other. U.S.
Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, U.S. Constitution. The act specifically proscribed computer-generated or altered depictions of minors engaging in explicit sexual conduct, so-called virtual child pornography, and images of explicit sexual conduct by adults who resemble minors. The court ruled that the law's expanded definition of child pornography as including any image that appears to be of a minor engaging in sexually explicit conduct, or that is presented in such a manner that conveys the impression that it is of a minor engaging in sexually explicit conduct, would criminalize images that are not obscene and images that were not produced with any real children.
So I think the argument originally was like, oh, it's free speech in the internet. You know, it's like, we can do whatever we want. And it's like, no. You know, so this was really trying to state very clearly, like, what is considered, you know.
It's right.
Yeah.
Protect the children.
Yeah. Protect the children. That's ultimately what it comes down to. Yes. So it is really, really, really weird. So this is kind of like the aftermath of what that case going forward with that whole thing, and then changing certain laws because of what happened. So I guess that the United States versus Williams thing was a bigger issue than most people realized. So this, it's just really, really, really strange. So, and he was trying to argue, or either that, or he was trying to argue that case. it's just any, however you look at this thing, it's like anything that deals with children should just be like,
100%.
It's like, why are you arguing about this? This doesn't make any sense at all.
And so I think, why don't we do this right now, Ben?
Yes.
So let's kind of keep this up, Lindsay, this ad. If you could actually, if you can zoom out on it so that we can see the whole ad, or go to the photo where you can see the whole ad. It's important to talk about this from the perspective of a photographer and or a creative director.
Let's do that.
All right. So there's a lot of different ways to look at this, and we need to cover kind of all of those, okay? And one of the points that I made earlier to Ben on the phone is there are a lot of record companies out there, and the record companies assign directors to create music videos for up-and-coming stars or already famous music stars. The music stars themselves may not know and or understand the symbolism that's in their videos, but the music directors are hired specifically to put that symbolism in the music videos. This is why a lot of K-pop stuff has like Illuminati symbolism, why mm-hmm. a lot of different stars have Illuminati, like pyramids keep showing up everywhere. There's weird occult symbolism everywhere. The creative agencies actually are the ones that are doing this, the directors that are in charge of this stuff. And they're obviously adept in the occult if they're putting these symbols in there, right? So it's kind of like what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Does Balenciaga know the state of mind of the creative director and or the creative agency when they bring them on? I would say in this case, because it's such a high level luxury brand, it would have to be the case, but it's still important to note that it could either be the creative agency that's doing this or it's Balenciaga or a combination of both, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, you can't like, now if this was a normal company in the creative agency that they hired to do this did that, you couldn't necessarily put all of the blame on the luxury brand. In this case, I'm not saying they're not responsible for this, but yeah, the issue is when they make a set like this, every single thing is extremely intentional. Where everything is extremely intentional. Okay. So now, is it the creative director or is it the photographer? Too, right? You have the creative director, you have the photographer. And so in my humble opinion, there's no way this documentation just randomly got in there, right? Like, to be honest, every single piece of text in here should be looked at. Like, even these receipts that are down here. Can you zoom in on those receipts on the right side? Right over there. Yeah. What are those?
I can't go further than that.
Yeah. Okay. It's just like, I don't know, but I would want to try to look at that. You know, what else is in here? Because everything is obviously extremely intentional if they're putting this stuff in there.
Yeah. So, okay. So me being a photographer, I've done lots of photo shoots, and Lindsay, I actually just posted a link in our doc with my own site with food. And I want to bring this up because, yeah, these are actually all my photos that I shot. This is when I was like doing like professional shots. Now, a lot of people, you know, so many of us would take photos on Instagram and we're holding it on our phones. Now, these are a little bit more closer up. There's some very specific things like that table with that food. You know, when a restaurant hires you to take photos, you don't just like walk in and just start shooting in right away. It's literally a whole day event. The food has to look like perfect.
Yeah, you have to have like spray bottles. It has to look moist. There has to be steam. Like, it's a all nightmare.
Even a certain way it's cooked may not even be like the right way they're naturally cooking it, because you want to make them look right. You can keep scrolling down, Lindsay. And so when you have a bunch of stuff on the table, like, for example, this napkin, you know, this is a very hard, it's like, oh yeah, you just take a photo with this. You want, there's certain guidelines that you have when you take foods, photos of food professionally. One, nothing can touch each other. That napkin and the plate, when you're taking the photo, cannot touch each other when you're taking a photo. Cups have to be placed in a certain way. you're taking this photo and it's like everything on the table has to be right. And you're just like fine tuning small things because you don't want something to overlap. You want something to be
and like,
clear.
Okay. And like with some of these boring shots,
yeah,
like you have one shot to get that right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like so difficult.
Yeah. Like, okay, for this, for these ones with the cups, notice how I don't have anything touching each other or overlapping in the photo itself. So like the chopsticks are on the plate. Like everything is like, you actually set this shot up, making sure that nothing is like, you know, everything is in its right place. Same thing, something like this, you know? So anyway, enough of my stuff. You know, I'm just trying to make a point that I kind of know what I'm doing here. You can stop showing my site, Lindsay, but go back to the other photo now, because here you have everything just laid on the table with this purse, right?
Yeah.
And you have the words there. I guarantee you the photographer either had somebody or somebody, whoever working with the art director or whatever, if this is me, it's like all of these things look like it's just kind of thrown there, but these are very strategically placed in this shot.
Even the wrinkle in that paper next to the, like next to the purse, like to the left of the purse, there's that like wrinkle in the paper.
Yeah. You know, like all of these
upper left hand corner of that.
Yeah. The upper left hand corner. Yeah. These things are not just like No. Go
to the left,
further,
to the left.
Further left, all that. The way back right there. This stuff is not just like random. And so it almost looks like they were taking this shot and then, oh, wait a minute. We need to pull a little bit more of the words out of this document down below the purse. Where it actually is.
Someone was directed to print this friggin' document out and put it in the mix here. It was like, you don't just have a document like this hanging around. They are making a statement about that court case.
They are.
About, like, think about the details of the court case. A guy who is exploiting his own 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah. And to me, this photo is so chaotic. I hate this photo as a
pure chaos.
I'm like, what the heck is going on here?
Some ridiculous modernist was like, just, you know, destroy a set and put the Balenciaga friggin' purse in the middle of it to make a statement. It's like, you're just
you have this thing that's white and black, but then it's on white. So it's like, if you want it to really stand out, you wouldn't use any white or black underneath it. Like the tan would be okay because it stands out a little bit more, but I wouldn't really go for white in this case. You know, I would find some kind of like really cool texture to put this on, you know, a desk and then kind of do some things around it. But it's just so bizarre. And this ad was probably cost him like tens of thousands of dollars to do this thing.
Oh, more than that. This is
so like, it's just like, yeah, probably
millions
probably
right. of dollars for this.
Probably it was.
Because it's ridiculous. It totally is.
But you know, and then there's so much more that we found with these similar photos. So.
Well, before we go move on, it's like the black and white actually has thank you very much, Lord Rikus.
Holy cow.
Thank you. Like the black and the white in this ad has meaning as well, because black and white is ever the two like colors that the Masons, the very high level Masons and the whatever you want to call them, the Illuminati use. You know, it's like the Boaz and Joaquin, like that whole thing, the pillars. You know, these are occult references that they're specifically using for a reason, to make a statement. It's not, nothing is an accident here. It's just not.
Not at all. All right, let's play an ad and we get back. We're going to get more into this and more of what we found.
An ad?
Or did I say an ad?
No, yeah, you did. We're going to play an ad.
I have ads on my mind from
actually.
Scandal thingy.
Lindsay, what trailer are we going to play right now?
We're gonna play War on Children.
That's right. Apropos.
All right. There's a war on children. And its weapon is right in your own home.
In this critical series from Edge of Wonder, we expose the astonishing truth about how children are being programmed and groomed with hidden sexual content and subliminal messages.
Did you know that today's children's programming is full of sex and sexual themes?
From erotic animation in Disney classics to behavior manipulation in modern Pixar, from Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network's questionable themes to media, movies, and more. This is a bigger pattern of hidden nudity, sexual innuendos in cartoons, and normalization of pedophilia that can't be ignored.
After this video, you'll see why it's a spiritual battle for our children's morality and why we think parents should have all the facts to make the ultimate choices for their own kids.
This is War on Children.
So guys, if you go to our merch shop right now and use the code FTX15, you get 15% off our merch shop. And you can find it on Edge of Wonder, creatorspring.com.
Right? You can actually get the shirt that Ben's wearing right now, Superman that. There it is.
Kick him in the balls. Actually, I'm
tired. Some classic Edge of Wonder tees. We've got the socialism, you know, the whole shtick. Kindness, yeah. It's all on there. Take advantage of it, you guys.
Yeah, edgeofwonder.creator-spring.com.
Oh, yeah, that illustration of the Space Force that we did. That was great. Check that out.
That was pretty cool.
Corporations run the media. The More You Know, hilarious.
Yeah, we were using FTX. For those wondering, why are we using FTX? We did a whole show on FTX, and then this is still kind of carrying over that code. So it's FTX 15. We're not supporting FTX by any means, anyone listening.
A lot of these shirts are on hoodies, you guys, so you can go check that out too. Some of them you can get on hoodies.
And some people are asking about my website. You can just go to benchastine.com and all my photos are there for anyone interested in seeing what I shot. And there's a bunch of photos I shot of Trump on there, actually. So
cool.
Every single one of those is mine, just to let you know. And I have some cool photos on there. It's definitely some interesting things that I've done. But yeah, anyway. All right.
On our chat, I can't remember who, somebody asked what Balenciaga is. So Balenciaga is one of the top like 10 or 11 most popular luxury brands. So it's a very, very high, like it's up there with like, you know, Hermes, Prada, Gucci, like all of those. So Balenciaga is like one of those top tier luxury brands. And I say top tier just in terms of how ordinary people out there like look at things. But obviously if they're doing anything nefarious, then they're trash, but that's another you know point altogether. Upgrade. Yeah. Thanks so much.
I was trying to look into some of the previous ads for some of the brands, and I mean, granted a lot of them are kind of dark and messed up, but I couldn't really, you know, I couldn't spend that much time. There's just so many aspects to it to look it up and looking these things up and trying to find things. But anyway, yeah. But there's so much still to talk about with this whole thing. I mean, even the mainstream media can't avoid talking about this because it's just so.
Well, just think why would they delete it right after they found, like people found this ad and started drawing the comparison. The thread was made. It started to spread. Balenciaga takes all of its photos off of Instagram, from what I heard.
Yeah, no, they have their Twitter. They only have their most recent other ad campaign, which, by the way, we're going to get into in a minute because there's some weird things I found in that. But that one, is with Nicole Kidman. That the photo that I found has weird stuff in it isn't with Nicole Kidman, but Nicole Kidman is in some of these photos, and she was hired to.
Well, and she's kind of like their spokeswoman right now, yes. Right?
Yes, she is.
Which is also really strange. Like it the is. Timing of her even being their spokesperson, and her last name is Kidman, and she has a very rabbit holy, you know, family.
Yep.
I just said rabbit holy.
And of course she did the movie.
It's rabbit holy, Ben. Deal rabbit. With it.
That's fine. Deal with it. Like I said, we need to laugh sometimes. But she did do the movie Eyes Wide Shut, you know, Tom Cruise, and then was exposing all the like a lot of the Illuminati crap that was in it.
You know, but Eyes Wide Shut was very rabbit holy as well.
Yeah, but there's all these like it is. And there's all this like stuff going on with her father, right? Which is why there's all this controversy. So man. I don't know. That's a whole rabbit hole-y.
I know. It's just making me more and more uncomfortable the more I think about it. Jeez.
Crazy stuff. By the way, you guys, for anyone who has $1,800, you can buy a potato chip bag from Balenciaga on their website if you're interested. It's literally a potato chip bag for $1,800. There you go.
Can I see this potato chip bag? I have to see it.
I am not joking. It's a potato.
I know. I believe you. That's the thing.
It's a like, potato
so
chip.
It's a Lay's Balenciaga. So all it is a Lay's bag that's been crumpled up with the word Balenciaga on it.
Yeah, and added a zipper and maybe a little handle like, on it.
Screw you. This is how out of touch these luxury brands have gotten. Like, seriously, someone... Like, it's like the banana taped onto the wall and somebody pays money for it. Like, just wake up already. You know, like, I don't even want to look at that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Metal Avenger was like, yeah, Nicole Kidman was the one promoting eating the bugs, too, recently for the World Economic Forum. And yes, she was. So
no, it's sad, too, because, like, as a designer, like, I'm looking at these bags and I'm like... That's it. You literally added some cheesy font on there, put the word Paris on it, you know, like, and it's $1,800. Like, how much did Lay's pay Balenciaga to get this done? For real?
I don't even know, man. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Dom makes a perfect point here. Are there chips in it? Probably not. At least give me some effing chips, you know?
Yeah. And oh yeah, so Nicole Kidman's father, the big thing that happened was that he fled Australia because he was accused of a sexual abuse of minor and even murder of a child. And that he was part of some kind of pedophile ring. About.
It's a very rabbit holy family.
Yeah, that's and what his I'm saying.
And his last name, man, it's Kidman.
Gotta be kidding, man.
It's a bad movie. It's a seriously such a bad movie.
Yeah. And the question is, did he really die or
dude,
just like
run this away guy is him? So whacked they even forgot the H in Anthony.
That's so weird.
Actually. Oh, dear Lord. Poor Nicole. What did she go through? Who knows?
Well, that's actually been this big conspiracy is that what's going on in, you know, in the movie Eyes Wide Shut, she personally experienced when she was young. So that's been a conspiracy. You know, I mean, those are true allegations against him. You know, what she experienced when she was young, it's like you can't really prove any of that, but or talk about it too much. But yeah, going back to this stuff, like, I don't, and someone mentioned too, like the dog bowl having spikes on it. I'm like, okay.
I know. But I mean, it's like an altar, dude.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Getting back to what you were talking about, art director and a photographer. Okay. Me being a photographer, and I've done these kinds of shoots before, one, I would go to whoever the art director is and say, why are we using children in this photo? Like, granted, we need to do one or two things. Either we need to completely remove this table because it has nothing to do with kids. And if we're going to do something with kids, then it should be like a playroom with toys and everything else. And we'll make this a kid's room. But it's like, it's almost like, I feel like they couldn't figure out what to do. Well, we have kids and some toys. Let's bring out the merchandise on this table with wine glasses and really fine plates and have this whole setup, which doesn't make any sense then of having this child there in this like weird pose, no less. It's like, it's so, hey, this is the guy that retweeted me actually. So yeah. So, but anyway, it's like when he says, hey, photographers, when Balenciaga hires you to shoot their new lookbook and show you.
And you show up to find a toddler laid across a sofa with wine glasses and bondage gear arranged around them. You walk away. Period. Agreed.
Yeah, that's 100%.
What the heck?
Yeah, that's why I responded to him saying like, yeah, this is super weird. Like if this was me, like I would say, what is going on here? Why is there a child in this with wine glasses and everything else? And I would say we need two adults in this photo, you know.
Yeah, and somebody is pointing this out, like these there are logos on these glasses, these wine glasses. That's not blood, you guys. There's a logo, like there are graphics on there, probably Balenciaga.
They're all alcoholic brands, but they've put Balenciaga's name on them.
Yes.
And those candles that I'll pull up in the other photo, they're inside beer cans.
Yeah, so this is an issue. I really have a serious issue with this. The media is not pointing this out. Like, seriously, as a photographer, I would look at all these things and say, why are we having alcohol with this child? And what is this? Is this a child's room? Is this a playroom? Is it supposed to look like a child's room? Is it like a living room? And we're just throwing child stuff in here. Like what the hell is really going on in this image? And it makes no sense whatsoever. And it's like, what are we actually supposed to look at? What's the focus?
Dude, there's not a dog. There's not a dog in this photo. So is the kid supposed to be eating out of the dog's bowl? Like, is that what you're doing? Like, well, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Is that leash for her? The leash in the front and the foreground of the photo, that yellow one, who is that for?
That's a, you know, it's like, I mean, I think about all this because you're literally telling a story in your photo. And again, right. You always have a main focus in your photo. Something it's like, okay, this is what I want people to see first. Then everything else is going to be like a peripheral thing where you're going to kind of slowly see everything else. I don't know what I'm supposed to look at when I see this photo. The first thing, the table is the center focus, but everything on the table is extremely small.
And it's set up very much like an altar, but with all of these like bizarre objects on there instead of what you'd normally have in their place in an actual ritual. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is a horrible photo.
Even the way that they're lined up is all very ritualistic. Like you can go to church or a satanic ritual because the satanic rituals always mirror like the Catholic sort of like regiment of things, like very, very similar stuff.
It completely is. And
somebody pointed out in our chat, there's six plates there. Six plates, exactly.
Yeah, there is. That's interesting. I just can't. Like I said, I can't even really quite figure out what the heck is going on in this image, you know, and she has all these like supposedly these stuffed animals everywhere. It's like, you know, and then the bear that's like in bondage behind her.
Honestly, and what's like, you just start looking at everything through those lenses and it's like, why are the windows open? Like, what did you let in? I don't know. Like, there's just everything, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think, you know, okay, if I'm hired and I'm doing this, like, what would I do? And there could be some multiple things with the window. You know, I can kind of see if it's like, well, hey, there's a good background out there. Let's show this, you know, but it's just, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I don't know if they're also selling the clothes that's on the child, you know, and in magazines, they have like a line drawn like, oh, the shoes are like $350,000 or whatever, you know? And it's like, if you want to get this, blah, 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 this is this, you know, and that could be, it's like, they may be like, that's might be why, but still typically for a photo shoot, something like this, you kind of focus on what you're trying to present. So that's why I'm having like a difficult time with this, because it's more of like a fashion brand, but I don't know. Do they sell like, I'm kind of ignorant with this. I don't know if they sell plates, if they sell like these things. I'm sure, you know, do they sell these wine glasses and stuff like that? Like,
I mean, it's mostly fashion, right? They might sell some like odd trinkets and things, but for the most part, they're like, you see these shoes strewn around everywhere. There's like the yellow shoe, the little girl wearing the purple shoes. Like it's a fashion. It's a fashion company. So they're mostly, it's that kind of highbrow stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Out of touch, highbrow stuff.
Super out of touch.
And everything in here too, the symbols in here, like the dragons, like, why are there dragons? Like, that's a very, this is very specific meaning to very specific families, you know?
All of this is. Yeah. Now this photo is a little bit, okay, outside of the context of this photo is set up a little bit better, in my opinion. It's like, okay, you know, but what is the front and center? The bear. The bear is the front and center here. This thing is,
and it's
like
a BDSM bear.
Yeah.
Right. This,
that's
the
like
leash is there,
got beat up. and so they have, but again, why is it?
Look at the cat. Look at the position that cat is in. Nope. Below that.
That cat. Dude, we're going to talk about some strange things and coming up in the next photos, that a set of photos that I found, really crazy stuff. No one's talking about it because it was like some weird things that I found. But getting back to this, why do they have a child promoting adult jewelry, necklaces? Like, honestly,
holding a BDSM bear purse.
Yeah, if this is me again doing this photo shoot, I would ask these questions.
Dude, like, there are collars here. Like, there is a collar for like an animal, right? Nope. Go up.
I mean,
right below the cup, that weird mug.
I would
on the right. On the right. See that mug? That strap is a collar.
Yeah. It's why it doesn't make any sense to have a child promote this stuff. I would seriously have a photo shoot with adults, have really nice lighting, doing something interesting, you know, and that's what I would kind of create with this, you know. And then it's like, okay, well then we still need the product shot.
Shot. Like, this is freaky, man. Those moons are freaky. Like being on the side like that, on the backboard of the bed. Ugh.
Well, that's why it doesn't make a lot of sense.
What's over there on the left, like way left, Lindsay?
Now, the color scheme is not bad in this one, honestly. I mean, I'm just looking at it more of the, like,
I know, I hear you.
Aesthetic, you know, of everything. But yeah, it's just weird though. And what's going on with that bear? The bear that's above the cat.
What is it?
Yeah, is it like the gremlin?
Wow, it looks like Stripe from the Gremlins.
Is it like Strife or Stripe? I always
Stripe.
Forget. It's like the whole Mandela.
No, because he had a stripe. So yeah. Stripe.
The Mandela effect is, a lot of people remember Strife as his name, which I kind of remember that one. Stripe sounds weird, even though it makes more sense, but anyway. Like I said, every single one of these photos, these kids look scared. It's like she's holding this bear, like she's scared, but the bear is like this bondage bear and it matches her shoes. If this bear was cute, not in bondage, and we're using a child, and she's like smiling and looks happy, I would be like, yeah, this is a great photo, great color scheme, what they have, you know, and it looks good. But it's like, that's not really the case. And in this case, the background with the window open really works because it adds a little bit more color to it. You know, with the windows closed, it might be too much kind of light and just all white. So this green kind of like changes the whole dynamic of the photo, actually. So I think it works well, and it contrasts the purple really well. But it's, yeah, I mean, Lindsay's kind of making a point to us too. Lindsay, you can just say what you're thinking.
That child's legs are open kind of unnaturally wide. A child doesn't really stand like this unless they're directed to.
That is 100% true. That is totally true.
It could be to line up with the lines here if we're going for artistry or something, but it's kind of weird that this kid is in this position and that this is pointing this direction too.
I mean, again, being a photographer and seeing, how you want to compose this shot, they are directing this child. Like, hey, can you stand like this? Now, granted, another aspect to this is that this child could have been in like 50 million different poses, and that's one thing doing these photo shoots. If this was me, I would very easily probably have 1,000 photos of just this one scene with this girl and all different poses and everything else. And then out of those 1,000 photos, you're just choosing one image.
You're talking about a normal photo shoot though.
Yeah.
Like this, there's nothing normal about this.
No, there is nothing normal about this.
If somebody from the past, like I'm talking about like from the traditional past, saw this photo, they'd be like, arrest the photographer. You do not open a child's legs like this. You don't do that. I'm sorry. You don't do that. That's right. Yeah. That was very intentionally done.
Yeah.
Not okay.
Well, we need to play another trailer, and we get back, we're going to talk about Balenciaga's violence against women. And also,
there's so many other ads that we haven't even looked at yet.
Other ad that is insane that I found, which I can't wait to talk about because no one's talking about that. But let's get to our trailer, and you guys are really going to like this one.
When you pull back the mundane, our world is full of mystery. Our history is not what you've been taught. Advanced ancient civilizations are forgotten and denied. Doorways to other worlds are denied. The existence of cryptids are argued over. Alien beings fight wars across this universe, and we are a part of it. But we've forgotten, we're lied to, and dumbed down. Quietly, silently, we travel the multiverse with our minds, gathering information on things they don't want you to know. We are psychic spies, and we are public. Join me, John Vivanco, a 25-year professional remote viewer and your host for the Season 3 hit series, Chronicles of a Psychic Spy. Only on Rise TV.
Boom.
Hey, guys. So he's going to come back with Season 3 on Rise TV. So
it's going to be lit.
Sure will. Yeah, so we're all excited about that one. And I know you guys have been asking about it for so long. And so he's finally back making awesome content.
John delivers.
He does. It's good stuff. All right, let's get into this next ad that we found online.
Okay, another bear in BDSM, two different color eyes, which is a thing.
Yeah, and with a woman who looks like she just got beat the crap beat out of her.
Literally. Actually, that doesn't even look like makeup. Literally looks like she got her butt kicked.
It actually does look like she got her butt kicked.
Like, I'm not saying it's a real ass kicking, but that the way that she's,
I don't even know. Like, I was trying to figure this out. I mean, it kind of looks like she was in like a fight and the way she's dressed in this hoodie and whatnot. But at the same time, it's just like, this is what really bothers me. If I don't know. I'm trying to think of more of my
pillow. What are you saying?
If my pillow guy came out with this ad and she's holding a my pillow and it's like, oh, after you get beaten up, like sleep on a nice pillow and you'll have a good night's sleep. oh my God, it's like this would be the end of the world for my pillow.
And it's like, it looks like that thing that the last ad looks kind of mannish.
Completely. It's like, is it a guy or a girl?
What the heck? Ah, that's nightmare.
It's like, who the heck would buy this bear? This bear looks like it just got that ran bear over looks by a tractor.
Like, it looks like Madonna on meth. Deal with it.
With oh my God, yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah, look at the bone structure of that girl on the left, like it, like the shoulders and stuff. It like it's a bit bizarre, like a skinny man
right there on the left. She looks like she's about ready to kill somebody.
This is like a zombie bear in the middle.
Yeah, it's a zombie bear in the middle, and then on the left, she literally is walking like she's holding a knife instead of a bear, and she's about ready to attack somebody.
Yes, yeah,
it's very scary looking.
It looks like, you know, one of those videos that you see from Russia where you piss off someone in a car and they get out and start walking towards you. And yeah, on the right there, that is a man. That's not a woman. That's a man.
That's a man's leg. That is a man's face. I don't know.
No, that's a man on the right.
I don't know anymore.
Dude, look at the leg structure and the face. The jaw. That's a man.
Maybe
it's a man, man. On the left, right. Another
that
man.
Is a guy. I mean, it looks like you. Yeah. No, both of those guys are guys. Both those guys.
Both of those guys are guys. Quote of the night from Ben raising the roof. Ben's like, both of those guys are guys.
That's pretty funny. Oh man, here we go. All right, so the next thing, this is the really
open that one up, Lizzie.
Stuff, man.
What the heck? That is literally an Asian ghost with some freaky spider monster on the bottom.
Holy cow.
This looks like, dude, that photo was taken from The Matrix 2.
No, okay, hold on. Wait, back up. It's actually from Stranger Things.
That's Stranger Things.
So they're like that, but why the hell would they have the Demogorgon from Stranger Things like with their models, like it's posing with them?
I think this fashion show was the one that was taken in the mud. The whole, you see they're standing in mud.
Yeah.
It was like outdoors in the dark, muddy mud, and they all got covered in it.
Weird, man. That is so freaking bizarre.
Ugh, what is that thing? What is
that, man?
That's a skinwalker or something.
This is all like extremely demonic alien crap.
What the heck is that?
This is literally their ad campaign? Like, holy cow. Dude, these are the most ugliest people. You know what's funny is probably more people on the left would be triggered by what we're saying than rather than like, what the hell is in the actual ad? Yeah, this is seriously, they're just walking outside in the mud and they look very demonic, alien, dark. You can't even see the clothes.
No, dude, what's funny about this is like, did you make these clothes for? These clothes are ridiculous.
Yeah, I would never.
Like, who would wear this crap?
No one would wear this.
No one.
Seriously, not even like.
You'd have to be like so out of touch to wear any of this. Or in the movie The Matrix, in that dance party Matrix, you know?
Well, okay, granted.
Ion or whatever.
I mean, a lot of fashion designers do make these outrageous clothes hoping to get some kind of movie deal contract. And that's kind of why they're trying to show their creativity. So it's not necessarily for the general public as much as it is for like Hollywood and trying to get in and trying to get hired to do like, you know. So that's why sometimes it can be a little bit crazy and a little bit kind of like Hollywood-ish. But that being said, who's the most people watching this stuff is like, you know, general public watching these things, but still the stuff is like,
no, I mean, that's not entirely like, yes, true. But also like, if you look at like the fashion of like, of Billie Eilish, for instance, right?
That's true. Yeah.
He would wear some of this stuff straight off of the rack. I mean, you know. Like, this is like Dr. Frankenstein right here, or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Very bizarre, like straight out of a bad video game.
Yeah. Now here's this purse again. Now this phone in the background bothers me so bad because this is exactly what I was talking about. How you don't want your main subject to be mixed with the foreground mixed with the background.
They do that on purpose. Here.
They did this on purpose at this time.
Just to disrupt things.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, we want to go against the grain. But it's like, this is.
No. And it's like, question, really, is this document the child pornography document?
That I don't know.
Okay. Because I'm asking this because there's cash behind the purse here in this case. There's cash on like hundreds down there.
Really?
Where? Yeah, can you zoom into that text, Lindsay? Let's see if we can read it.
I don't know.
It's hard to read that. We'd have to see the high res.
I wish I would have checked on that photo. I don't know about that one. But I wonder what that says. Super weird. And they're doing some kind of thing with Adidas, which is why they're using Adidas three line thing.
Actually, also Balenciaga, if you look at their logo, there's the three stripes on the logo.
Yeah. So
it's also like that's normal for them somewhat.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Man, that's so weird. I definitely want to look into that though. And then, you know, they drop Kanye too, but yet it's like.
Those three stripes in the middle there.
Oh yeah, I see. Balenciaga. So, okay, moving on to the next set. This is where it gets really, really, really weird. And not a lot of people are talking about this one. So I made a tweet about it, actually, because
as if how the rest of this episode wasn't weird.
Weird. Yeah, seriously. Here's my tweet. So, okay, so this on the left, what you're seeing is their ad photo, and this is around the same time as they were shooting the other ads for the children, but it's a totally different shoot and whatnot. And Nicole Kidman is in some of these photos for the shoot. What's strange is the books that are on the table. And also, Lindsay, can you zoom in? There's a couple things going on. Before we talk about the books, go to the left a little bit. You see that cube? Why is there a black cube on the table?
What? And that hexagon behind the cube, dude.
Yeah. And then look what's coming out of her head.
It looks like a horn.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. As a like that, if either this photographer sucks ass or they specifically put that behind her. Because me, I would be like, oh my God, it looks like a horn coming out of your head. We got to move this. You know, it's like when I'm taking a photo, I look around at everything and I'm like, oh, there's a trash can behind you. You don't want to have like a photo of like, you know, a wedding photo with a trash can or something weird or somebody walking. And you, as a photographer, you're patient. You wait for these things to move or you move them or, you know, whatever you're doing. So the fact that this photographer had this photo and this is the photo that they used clearly shows that they knew what they were doing. And it looked like almost like a rabbit ear or a horn or something weird. So it's really strange. And then this black cube that's right next to her. It's also
that looks like perfume to me.
It might be, but the fact is it's still a black cube.
Yeah, it's a black cube and it's in like, front of a hexagon, which is also a cube, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it might just be a thing of cologne or perfume or whatever, you know. It may not even be a big deal, but the fact is that all this stuff, it's just so messy, you know. I'm kind of like, it just kind of bothers me. I definitely would have arranged things a little bit differently in this. Now, okay, Lindsay, zoom in the far right and where the book is. And there's this book by Miguel Bormans.
Michael Bormans. Well, Bormans.
Is it Michael or Miguel?
Says Michael.
Michael, but it has a little asterisk thing over the E. So that's, I don't know if it's like still Michael.
It's like Michael.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I was trying to say. Miguel.
Michael.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway. This book is called Fire from the Sun. That's on the desk. And this is what my tweet was about. And here's the cover of the photo. And it literally has a painting of naked children running.
And they look like bloody or something, dude.
You're not going to believe what else is in this thing. So we're going to click on the, yeah, click on this image, Lindsay. This is really disturbing, you guys. But in this in the book, and this
that's
is
public. Leg.
That's a leg. Naked children playing with a leg, like a disembodied leg that's like laying on the ground with blood coming out of it. And he posted this himself on Instagram. The author did. This isn't like some thing, you know? And actually, Rob, if you want to read a little bit about who Miguel Borman is, this is about his book, Fire from the Sun, and then who he is. The first series of small formats. You want to read that?
I'm looking for it on our doc here. Oh, yeah. Who is Michael Borman? So the first in a series of small format publications devoted to single bodies of work, Fire from the Sun highlights McKeel's or whatever, Borman's new work, which features toddlers engaged in playful but mysterious acts with sinister overtones and insinuations of violence. Known for his ability to recall classical painting, both through technical mastery and subject matter, Borman's depiction of the uncanny, the perhaps secret, the bizarre, often surprises, sometimes disturbs the viewer. Yeah, you think?
And it's like everyone's up in arms about Trump and all these things and all, you know, it's such
a distraction.
But it's like, what the heck, you guys? You're just letting this go on. And it's like, oh, it's art. It's okay. But yet, it's just so incredibly messed up. And I just can't even, like, get over this. This book is $40. You can buy it. I don't know who the hell would actually want to buy it. But I don't know why it was in this photo shoot. That's the crazy thing. Like, this... You know,
well, it's a separate ad from Balenciaga. Mm-hmm. Very strange imagery and overtones of abuse of children of some type.
So this is from Balenciaga. We apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign. We take this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the sets and including unapproved items for our spring 23 campaign photo shoot. We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form. We stand for children's safety and well-being. Then here it is again. And this photo is still on their Instagram.
Wait, so this is Balenciaga put this on their Instagram?
Yes.
Well, so they did make a statement.
They put this in their story.
They put it in their story. But that photo that we just saw of the woman on her desk with the book is still on their Instagram.
Right.
Yeah. It's just such, this photo is still there. You can still find it. I don't even know what to say about this. But we have... Man, we're kind of getting over and we still have a lot to talk about.
I feel like this GIF cartoon maker just put in our chat.
I think that's how a lot of people
live. We all feel like that right
now. It's the hamster meme video.
And he's just staring.
Or he's just like staring into space.
Kind of in shock.
So confused. Like, what the heck is going on here? That's totally it. I mean, that's 100% it, you know, and even Tucker Carlson, how he was talking about this. But, you know, the people that's on CNN, like that Brandy, I can't remember her name, starts with a Z, Zagami or whatever her name is. She was like coming out and basically saying like, oh, everybody on the right is making a big deal about this and they're attacking the LGBT community. That's what she literally said.
Wait, about this?
Yes. About, it's like she changes it. It's like as if we're all attacking the LGBT community.
This has nothing to do with the LGBT community.
Like, nothing.
Nothing. Not everything is about the LGBT community.
Actually, Lindsay, before we go over, can you play that part? It's at 2:40, Tucker Carlson video. I just want to play that one part. Then we'll go over to Rise. And I definitely want to talk about the hashtags that are being used on Twitter in the child porn incidences. Granted, Elon Musk came out after he bought Twitter. The first thing that he said was, I'm going to go after the child porn stuff and the child pornography. And he has done that, which makes me wonder if that's why so many brands have been leaving Twitter. But play this at around 2:40. And just, this is where that Brandy girl talks. And it's just insane. It just is mind blowing.
But the links to kiddie porn, they're still there. Well, now they've been deleted. Thank God. That's one improvement. So all of this has been happening out in the open, but NBC News hasn't bothered to report on any of it. Where is their report tonight on Balenciaga pushing kiddie porn in an Instagram ad? No. They're reserving all their energy to attack you for noticing. You're a stochastic terrorist if you point it out. And you need to be censored. Watch.
Content moderation is a hard task. What we know is that Twitter and where the bulk of this information is right now, because that's where the biggest accounts like Matt Walsh and Libs of TikTok, again, where they sort of post this stuff. What's being done? Well, 2 days ago, we know that Elon Musk, who owns Twitter now, he just reversed the policy that Twitter did have against targeting and harassment of LGBTQ people, against misgendering transgender people.
What, lady?
So here you have people mutilating the genitals of children, running ads on Instagram promoting kiddie porn, and there's Brandi Zadrozny on NBC News. She's not attacking them. She's attacking anyone who notices and accusing them of attacking gay people. Once again, this has nothing to do with gay people. This is an attack on the sexual fixation on and mutilation of the genitals of children pushing kiddie porn. There's nothing to do with gay people. That's an offense against anyone's definition of decency, and she's effectively defending it, and they all are.
Yeah, okay, you can stop it here. That's just so, that, I mean, he just laid that out so clearly. I couldn't say it any better.
I do not understand how anyone can watch that woman and not think something is up. Like, that is bizarre stuff, man.
Yeah, it is. And by the way,
I feel like we're back in 2020 right now.
Like, with a full-on attack events. And, you know, by the way, she was the one that really heavily went after the Epic Times, the NBC report. And then it like kind of mentioned us even as Edge of Wonder and some of the things. And it's like,
yeah, she was one of them.
Yeah. She totally went after us.
Man.
In fact, that was her reporting was one of the reasons I think why we were demonetized, you know, and there it was like saying we're some kind of dangerous conspiracy.
Who is this woman?
She's working for NBC. If it was me, I already looked extensively into her.
Dude,
in the past.
She's brought up Libs of TikTok like two or three times over the last week.
And the problem is,
of TikTok does is show you what your people are saying. They don't say anything about it.
No, they're not even
doing it. They just show us the crazy things y'all say.
And that's the funny thing about it. They're not posting any. They're just like, hey, here it is from your own words. And I'm just posting it here for the world.
Oh, my God.
And they try to censor. It's just, it's so backwards, man. It's so backwards. But
that lady needs to like, gosh.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying, Ben. What hope do we have as a civilization when there are snakes like that woman out there doing stuff like that? Like, that is bizarre stuff. Like, you do get more out of touch than the things that she's saying. She's not, like, there was a point blank, there was a question asked to the woman who is in the press office for the White House. They don't answer questions. They deflect entirely and change the subject.
Yeah, completely. You know, like, and the media don't even blast them for it.
They'll ask a question to Biden about like the board or whatever it is, about anything. And they'll literally deflect and be like, well, if it wasn't for the right actually talking about this, this wouldn't even come up. And they're like, they don't talk about it.
Oh my gosh. So the whole FT, FTX scandal, they're trying to relate it back to Trump. They're like, yes, this is bad, but this is what Trump is doing. And it's like,
yeah,
why are you talking? Why? What's the point of bringing Trump? Trump had nothing to do with this FTX.
Nothing to do with it.
And it's like, oh, this is bad, but now Trump's on Twitter. And it's like, what the heck is going on here? Like, you guys can't even do any kind of reporting whatsoever. I mean, the media is no longer media anyway. All it is just like entertainment and controlled opposition to get us to think exactly how they want us to think. And then the other day, you actually have the CDC that acknowledged that ivermectin is like, oh, we never told anyone not to use ivermectin. We just said it was recommended not to use it.
We never told anyone. We just ruined their lives when they did. And also we tried to attack Joe Rogan about it, telling him he was eating horse dewormer.
Yeah. And then, and we got videos deleted from YouTube because we were talking about ivermectin and HCQ in the beginning. Everyone who was talking
all
about
we did was bring it up. We said the word. That's it.
Yeah. And then on Facebook, they had their fact checkers, which was Reuters. And the CEO of Reuters is also the head board member of Pfizer on their board. So it's like there's all this conflict of interest and it's all about money. And it's just like, wow, you guys are just going after anybody. And it's probably like, you know, your whole world agenda plan, which, by the way, we're way over now. And we still have a lot to get into. But and by the way, I did find a video of Tom Hanks talking about depopulation. So we can play that when we get over to Rise TV. But also I found we're going to talk about the hashtags used to find child porn on Twitter, which are getting cleaned out. Elon has really changed a lot, but these are the hashtags that people were using, and more images of the book and a website that was being promoted on Twitter that all was about child porn. So we're going to get into all of this.
All right. So you guys, it's time for us to leave Rumble and go over to Rise.tv for the exclusive part of the show that we can't talk about anywhere outside of our private platform. If you thought Balenciaga's creepy ad campaign and these Twitter updates were starting to get deep, you're going to want to hear what we found about the secret hashtags used to trade child porn that Ben just mentioned and so much more. So join us on Rise.tv for just $9.99 a month and support our work. You'll get to ask us your questions during the live Q&A. And don't forget that your support lets us keep doing these deep dives that bring the truth out that the censors don't want anyone to hear. So now check out this trailer on plagues and what happens when morality declines in society, and then join us on Rise.tv. Thank you guys very much.
A bacterium infected a flea. A flea hitched a ride on a rat. A rat spread the Black Death to all of Europe. Millions dead, dirty peasants infected. Or is there more to the story? What if our advanced mindset of the future caused us to miss something about the past? What if something tied together every epidemic throughout time? What if people weren't just reacting to plagues, but plagues actually reacted to people? This is the first deep dive of its kind into a part of plagues never before acknowledged. You'll never look at history the same way again.
So let's think about it. What exactly is a plague?
Living in the future, it's easy to look at the people of the past and pass judgment.
But there have been numerous plagues over humanity's history and even until today.
I mean, this type of look at plagues we did might be the kind of deep dive nobody has ever done before on possibly the most covered subject in history.
Plagued, Part 1, When Society Falls. Only on edgeofwonder.tv.
We all know that the deep state is truly a thing of evil, but what lies within the depths of this darkness? Why are they hell-bent on the destruction of mankind? Just what are the fearful foundations beneath this criminal cabal? What entities perpetuate their unspeakable crimes? And are they even real, or simply myths of legend and lore? Coming soon to edgeofwonder.tv. a new series that seeks to uncover the very core of this most evil of esoteric agendas. Do we know the true story behind these evil creatures of old? Join us as edgeofwonder.tv peers behind the veil. Vampires, the Ikemu, the Seven Demons, the Vrikalakis, the Succubi, and Fallen Angels, also known as the Order of the Watchers. We'll take you beyond the convoluted historicity of Adam and Lilith and give you their real story, and illustrate how Baal, Moloch, and other entities of evil try to control our world. Do not miss this brand new series, found only on edgeofwonder.tv. Cannibalism, the Roots of Evil. Get access now to edgeofwonder.tv.
All right. Welcome to Edge of Wonder, our own.